You may be seated as we hear our readings for tonight in these midweek lessons through the season of Advent. We are reading through Isaiah chapter 40. Last week was the famous passage, "Comfort, comfort ye my people." Remember the background is that God's people were in captivity. They were taken away from lands that were familiar, taken away to Babylon. Just at the right time, the words were shared, "Comfort, comfort, ye my people." And now tonight we read on in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 5, the encouragement to prepare, to repent. "In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness has not overcome it."
And our second reading ties in well with Isaiah chapter 40. This also happens, in a sense, in the wilderness. We hear from another prophet, John the Baptist, crying out from the wilderness. This comes from St. John, the first chapter. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself, John, was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, 'This is the one I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness has not overcome it."